I want to thank from the bottom of my heart and from all the listeners across the globe, Dr. Marty Hines, for taking the time to be on the radio show today. Dr. Hines, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Tell us all about yourself.
I'm a medical doctor trained at the University of Minnesota. I've been in medicine for 45 years. I actually started out in the United States Air Force as a medic and then ended up in medical school. I own the Morgan Park Clinic on the west side of Duluth, and that's where we got this whole research project going. And we've been dedicated to amino acid research and publishing with the University of Minnesota Medical School in Duluth for 21 years now. It started in 2017. And in the process, we published 22 peer-reviewed scientific papers on our work.
Dr. Hines, what is then, given your extensive research, the primary cause of Parkinson's disease?
The primary recognized cause of Parkinson's disease is damage to the postsynaptic dopamine neurons in the area of the brain known as the substantia nigra. The ability of these neurons to conduct electricity, which regulates function, is severely compromised. The exact function that is compromised is fine motor control. It's a very simple thing to understand. There are people that would like to put a lot of different spins on. Maybe this is making they go more after what's causing the damage than really what is the damage, and that is the postsynaptic dopamine neurons.
What is the most effective Parkinson's disease treatment?
There's only one treatment that is the most effective, and it's been around since 1958. That's L-DOPA. L-DOPA is an amino acid that freely changes into dopamine in the body. There are other things that are used as drugs for the Parkinson patient, but they're second rate. They don't work as well. And there's only one thing that works the best, that's L-DOPA. Typically in the past, neurologists and medical doctors have given these other drugs to their patients as long as they could so they didn't have to start the L-DOPA, because the L-DOPA is notorious for having side effects and problems that get to be unmanageable while the patient's physical condition deteriorates. Just keep your eye on the ball. And we work with L-DOPA. That's it. We've learned to get around, and we've learned what the side effects of our L-DOPA are really from, and work in a different way than to just keep throwing drugs at it.
What is carbidopa?
Carbidopa is the most commonly prescribed medicine with L-DOPA in it. Is a thing called Sinemet. And Sinemet has two things. One is L-DOPA, and the other is carbidopa. There's two drugs sitting there. The carbidopa is only there in an attempt to deal with L-DOPA side effects. It does nothing for the Parkinson's symptoms. So it's the whole thing of carbidopa is supposedly to help manage side effects of L-DOPA.
The reason then carbidopa is used is to manage the side effects only. Is that right?
Correct. It is of no therapeutic benefit. It has no effect on the Parkinson's symptoms.
How does carbidopa deplete vitamin B6?
This is the problem. Carbidopa chemically, now I have a chemist, I didn't mention I've got a comprehensive chemistry degree as well. So I can talk like a chemist very easily, but I find that sometimes people don't understand me. Carbidopa binds irreversibly to vitamin B6 and B6 enzymes. Anytime you have irreversible chemical reactions going on in the body, this is bad, very bad. The vast majority of chemical reactions are reversible. So carbidopa binds irreversibly to the B6 and the B6 enzymes and takes them out of the system. They're no longer available. It depletes B6. But where the real key comes in is the enzyme that converts L-DOPA to dopamine is a B6 enzyme. the way carbidopa works is it binds to that enzyme irreversibly, and it supposedly helps with the side effects of L-DOPA. But while it's doing that, every day you take it, you're depleting the vitamin B6 in your system.
More specifically, then, what happens when vitamin B6 depletes?
One of the first papers we published, and we stumbled across this while we were working on another topic, come to the realization that carbidopa binds irreversibly to B6 and takes it out of the system. Well, that's very bad, because B6 deficiency is associated with an increased death rate. It can be from cancer. It causes increased death rate from heart attacks, increased pulmonary problems. In general, B6 depletion is associated with increased death rate. Well, what we found, we started looking around, and carbidopa came onto the market in 1975. The first full year it was used was 1976, but it was discovered in 1958. And between 1960 and 1975, when there was no carbidopa, the Parkinson death rate declined. This is Center for Disease Control data now. It's not something we made up, and it's not second-rate data. This is Center for Disease Control data. And starting in 1976 until now, when the most recent report came out in November of 2017, the Parkinson death rate is increased by 376%. We feel there's no coincidence going on here. You have a drug, carbidopa, that's being prescribed to 89% of the patients, and as soon as it comes on the market, the death rate starts to increase. And we know that when B6 is taken out of the system, death rates increase. So that's one problem. You've got to take the carbidopa out of the system to get rid of those concerns. The next one is the Parkinson patients. Parkinson disease is considered to be a progressive neurodegenerative disease. You get the disease, and typically over time, I'm not talking a few months, a year or two, over time, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, the patient deteriorates. And it's not uncommon to see patients with Parkinson end up in a nursing home 5 years, 6 years, whatever, into their treatment. Now, the real caveat here is the severity of the Parkinson's symptoms is directly dependent upon the amount of dopamine in the system. You give L-DOPA, that's the best treatment, it freely turns into dopamine. The problem becomes carbidopa takes out the enzyme that makes dopamine out of L-DOPA. So for these years, we've been looking at patients who have been deteriorating with their Parkinson while feeding them Cinemet, which contains carbidopa, and just saying, look, their disease is getting worse. While in fact, it's the carbidopa taking the B6 out of the system. You stop the carbidopa, you bring up the B6 levels properly, and lo and behold, the patient starts functioning better. This has been known in medicine since 1941. There's a great neurologist by the name of A.B. Baker. He published an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1941. Now, mind you, B6 had only been discovered since 1934. It had only been around 7 years, and here comes A.B. Baker. He took a group of Parkinson patients who were under no treatment, and all he did was give them B6. And lo and behold, almost half of them got significant improvement. They didn't get completely better, but they got significant improvement. What that's telling us is there's Parkinson patients walking around normally that just don't have enough B6 to make the dopamine that they could be making in their system. So this gets to be a problem. Now, there's even a worse collapse with this, with the B6 being depleted. And Michael J. Fox has this right now. Michael J. Fox, the end of October, the TV show Sunday Morning on CBS had a segment interviewing Michael J. Fox. He looked terrible. He was jumping all over the place. He was writhing around. He just couldn't stop moving. That's not Parkinson's disease. That's drug-induced. That's choreiform movement disorder. He's taking Sinemet. When you get severe B6 depletion, now this is, you got to kind of listen to this, but when you get severe B6 depletion, and carbidopa certainly can do that, it causes antihistamine dyskinesias. What does this mean? It means if you stop the carbidopa and you give them enough B6, they'll quit writhing around like Michael J. Fox. This has been a common problem that's gone on for years. And they blame it primarily on L-DOPA. L-DOPA can do this, but it's not the primary culprit usually causing when these patients can't get this acceleration of movement disorder and they're just jumping all over the place. We take care of these kind of patients routinely. We get them better, but it's not a matter of just giving them a pill and sending them home. And this is, you're talking many weeks of weekly visits to straighten their system out. The Parkinson and the drugs at that point has really messed up a lot of things inside them. The carbidopa takes out the B6. We don't know what caused a given patient's Parkinson, but we do know a list of things that can cause Parkinson. And up at the top of this list has to be fat-soluble neurotoxins, chemicals in the environment, could be in your food, could be in your furniture, could be in your food house, could be in on the road you drive on. There's a huge list of these neurotoxins. The body's natural defense against neurotoxins is glutathione. Normally, your body makes glutathione, and it neutralizes neurotoxins. When the body takes in carbidopa and it starts depleting B6, the critical thing in making glutathione normally in your body is B6. It can't make, so you give carbidopa in the Sinemet, it takes out the ability to make glutathione, and it leaves the door wide open for further insult from neurotoxins, in other words, progression of the disease. And interestingly enough, of all the areas in the brain, the substantia nigra, where the damage occurs with Parkinson, has naturally the lowest occurring glutathione levels. In other words, this is the area that's going to be most susceptible to neurotoxin damage. You got to get rid of the carbidopa, and then there's steps we take after that to start letting the body make enough glutathione. But all of these things are come together in what we're doing. It's very extraordinary.
Dr. Hines, I'm guessing that some listeners, after hearing your explanation, might then conclude, oh my goodness, since I'm taking Sinemet, I better go out and make sure that I'm taking some B6. Now, would that be a smart conclusion, or would you raise some cautions about that decision?
You can't do it. You can't do it. Here's why. If you take enough B6 to neutralize the carbidopa, you're left with only L-DOPA. And most patients cannot get to where they need to go for optimal relief just taking bare, naked L-DOPA. So, yeah, you could do that, but the odds are that they're going to throw themselves into a situation where the L-DOPA side effects are going to come out at them. They'll be vomiting. They might not sleep at night. They could be anxious. They start having headaches. They start having palpitations. There's a host of things that happen from when L-DOPA is given out of balance.
Can you then now provide an explanation to the audience about what then amino acid therapy really is all about?
The L-DOPA collapses other systems in the body, the glutathione system, the serotonin system, and some of the basic minerals and vitamins. The one paper that we published, I think it was the second to the last paper we published, we identified 29 different nutritional collapses that occur either with the disease or when you give L-DOPA with carbidopa. Every one of these things has to be managed properly to bring the patient back into optimal situation.
How is this done exactly?
I don't want to get into talking about how it's done. If you're interested, we are medical doctors. You can contact us. We're professionals. We will help you. If I start trying to tell people how to do it in a radio show, they're going to go out and experiment on themselves, and the odds of hurting themselves and not even knowing it is extraordinarily high.